Hey, I do this stuff for a living. SteveWebVoiceovers.com.
Hello and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 254. My name is Steve Webb, and today we'll be reading Proverbs chapters 17 through 19. Let's begin. Proverbs chapter 17. Better is a dry crust of bread where there is quietness than a house full of feasting with strife. A servant who acts wisely will rule over an heir who behaves shamefully and will share the inheritance along with the relatives. The crucible is for refining silver and the furnace is for gold. Likewise, the Lord tests hearts. One who acts wickedly pays attention to evil counsel. A liar listens to a malicious tongue. The one who mocks the poor insults his creator. Whoever rejoices over disaster will not go unpunished. Grandchildren are like a crown to the elderly, and the glory of children is their parents. Excessive speech is not becoming for a fool. How much less are lies for a ruler? A bribe works like a charm for the one who offers it. In whatever he does, he succeeds. The one who forgives an offense seeks love, but whoever repeats a matter separates close friends. A rebuke makes a greater impression on a discerning person than 100 blows on a fool. An evil person seeks only rebellion, and so a cruel messenger will be sent against him. It is better for a person to meet a mother bear being robbed of her cubs than to encounter a fool in his folly. As for the one who repays evil for good, evil will not leave his house. Starting a quarrel is like letting out water. Stop it before strife breaks out. The one who acquits the guilty and the one who condemns the innocent, both of them are an abomination to the Lord. Of what use is money in the hand of a fool since he has no intention of acquiring wisdom? A friend loves at all times, and a relative is born to help in adversity. The one who lacks wisdom strikes hands in pledge and puts up financial security for his neighbor. The one who loves a quarrel loves transgression. Whoever builds his gate high seeks destruction. The one who has a perverse heart does not find good, and the one who is deceitful in speech falls into trouble. Whoever brings a fool into the world does so to his grief, and the father of a fool has no joy. A cheerful heart brings good healing, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. A wicked person receives a bribe secretly to pervert the ways of justice. Wisdom is directly in front of the discerning person, but the eyes of a fool run to the ends of the earth. A foolish child is a grief to his father and bitterness to the mother who bore him. It is terrible to punish a righteous person, and to flog honorable men is wrong. The truly wise person restrains his words, and the one who stays calm is discerning. Even a fool who remains silent is considered wise, and the one who holds his tongue is deemed discerning. Proverbs chapter 18. One who has isolated himself seeks his own desires. He rejects all sound judgment. A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in disclosing what is on his mind. When a wicked person arrives, contempt shows up with him, and with shame comes a reproach. The words of a person's mouth are like deep waters, and the fountain of wisdom is like a flowing brook. It is terrible to show partiality to the wicked by depriving a righteous man of justice. The lips of a fool enter into strife, and his mouth invites a flogging. The mouth of a fool is his ruin, and his lips are a snare for his life. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down into the person's innermost being. The one who is slack in his work is a brother to one who destroys. The name of the Lord is like a strong tower. The righteous person runs to it and is set safely on high. The wealth of a rich person is like a strong city, and it is like a high wall in his imagination. Before destruction, the heart of a person is proud, but humility comes before honor. The one who gives an answer before he listens, that is his folly and his shame. A person's spirit sustains him through sickness, but who can bear a crushed spirit? The discerning person acquires knowledge, and the wise person seeks knowledge. A person's gift makes room for him and leads him before important people. The first to state his case seems right until his opponent begins to cross-examine him. A toss of a coin ends disputes and settles the issue between strong opponents. A relative offended is harder to reach than a strong city, and disputes are like the barred gates of a fortified citadel. From the fruit of a person's mouth, his stomach is satisfied. With the product of his lips, he is satisfied. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love its use will eat its fruit. The one who finds a wife finds what is enjoyable and receives a pleasurable gift from the Lord. A poor person makes supplications, but a rich man answers harshly. A person who has friends may be harmed by them, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs chapter 19. Better is a poor person who walks in his integrity than one who is perverse in his speech and is a fool. It is dangerous to have zeal without knowledge, and the one who acts hastily makes poor choices. A person's folly subverts his way, and his heart rages against the Lord. Wealth adds many friends, but a poor person is separated from his friend. A false witness will not go unpunished, and the one who spouts out lies will not escape punishment. Many people entreat the favor of a generous person, and everyone is the friend of the person who gives gifts. All the relatives of a poor person hate him. How much more do his friends avoid him? He pursues them with words, but they do not respond. The one who acquires wisdom loves himself. The one who preserves understanding will prosper. A false witness will not go unpunished, and the one who spouts out lies will perish. Luxury is not appropriate for a fool, how much less for a servant to rule over princes. A person's wisdom makes him slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook an offense. A king's wrath is like the roar of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A foolish child is the ruin of his father, and a contentious wife is like a constant dripping. A house and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Laziness brings on a deep sleep, and the idle person will go hungry. The one who obeys commandments guards his life. The one who despises his ways will die. The one who is gracious to the poor lends to the Lord, and the Lord will repay him for his good deed. Discipline your child, for there is hope, but do not set your heart on causing his death. A person with great anger bears the penalty, but if you deliver him from it once, you will have to do it again. Listen to advice and receive discipline, that you may become wise by the end of your life. There are many plans in a person's mind, but it is the counsel of the Lord which will stand. What is desirable for a person is to show loyal love, and a poor person is better than a liar. Fearing the Lord leads to life, and one who does so will live satisfied. He will not be afflicted by calamity. The sluggard plunges his hand in the dish, and he will not even bring it back to his mouth. Flog a scorner, and as a result, the simpleton will learn prudence. Correct a discerning person, and as a result, he will understand knowledge. The one who robs his father and chases away his mother is a son who brings shame and disgrace. If you stop listening to instruction, my child, you will stray from the words of knowledge. A crooked witness scorns justice, and the mouth of the wicked devours iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scorners, and floggings for the backs of fools. You know, some of these should be written on 3x5 cards and posted all over your house. Well, at least I could do that in my house. I could always learn more wisdom. Thank you again for joining me today. One might say it's a wise thing to do. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.
Like what you hear? I'd be happy to create audio for you. Commercials, narrations, demos. SteveWebbVoiceovers.com.